CMS has hired a Charlotte company to do environmental tests around Hopewell High School in Huntersville. The testing comes as families and local officials puzzle over a large number of cases of eye cancer in recent years. WFAE's David Borax reports.
Ocular melanoma is extremely rare, affecting about 5 of every 1 million people. It mainly affects older people, more men than women. A dozen cases have been identified in recent years in Huntersville, a town of about 50,000, including several girls who graduated from Hopewell. Town Commissioner Rob Kidwell told families and business leaders about the planned testing Friday at a meeting organized by the Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce.
We may not find a smoking gun. You know, I'm not looking to say, wow, we found the cause. But what we are collecting for the first time in the many years that these families have been going through this is actual data.
The firm Hart Hickman will test for toxic materials in air, water, soil, equipment, and building materials. They'll also interview residents and look for clues in historical records about past property uses. Families of cancer victims have pushed for the study for years. Kenny Colbert lost his 28-year-old daughter, Keenan, to the disease in 2014. She graduated from Hopewell.
Keenan was a remarkable young lady. She was a child that every family would yearn to have. And we lost her to a disease that is just a mystery.
CMS says a report should be available in about 6 weeks. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Huntersville.